It's Morning Edition on KUT 90.5. I'm Jennifer Staten. September means the school year is well underway, so is football season, and I'm happy to report the KUT Book Club is back in action. We started earlier this year and have had great discussions so far, and on Monday, we'll start another round for the fall. KUT senior digital editor Stephanie Federico is one of the brains behind the KUT Book Club, and she joins me this morning to share more about it. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Jen.
So first of all, tell us how the KUT Book Club got started.
Well, back in February, there was this guy named Dan who wrote into our AT Explains project, and he was moving from Philadelphia to Austin, and he was looking for some book recommendations about Austin and Texas. So he wrote in, he asked this question, we put it out to you guys, the audience, and in just 3 days, we had almost 200 responses to it for recommendations. Yeah, it was really overwhelming, and because of that, we're like, this audience really is into books about Austin and Texas. So we just decided right then and there, like, maybe we should start a book club. And we did. So, and the easiest way we found to do it was just through Facebook. So we created a Facebook group and we invited people to join the Facebook group. And right now we have about 700 members or so.
Wow. So Stephanie, how then are the books chosen for each book club meeting?
Well, from this original list of about 300 titles or so, we narrowed it down for Dan. We came up with a list of 27. At first, we were doing this poll with the members of the book club to choose one of these four books, that sort of thing. And we found we just needed a little bit more lead time on the books because we wanted to bring authors in and we needed to schedule things with book people, which is where we have our in real life book club. So we've decided just to kind of take over that and choose the books on our own.
But we are still pulling from that list of original suggestions.
Yes, we are.
So then what is on the schedule for the KUT Book Club this fall?
Well, because football season is underway right now, our book for Monday, September 10th, is Thursday Night Lights, The Story of Black High School Football in Texas by Michael Hurd. And hopefully people have already well underway and they're already reading the book. So that's for this Monday. And then next month, because, you know, election season is underway, our next book is Waterloo, and that's a novel by Karen Olson. She's a Texas Monthly writer, and it's about politics and politics in Texas, and it should be really good. Following along, another political book. In November, November 12th, we have The Gay Place by Billy Lee Brammer.
So, Stephanie, how do people participate in this? Do they have to join the book club? How do they sign up? What do people do to be part of this?
Well, like I said, we started this Facebook group. And right now, if you go to KUT.org, you'll see on the right hand side, it says join the book club and it'll take you to that Facebook group and you can just join right then and there. We also recognize that people maybe don't want to use Facebook. They're not on Facebook. So we've been sending emails just to update people about what we're reading and the time for the next book club in real life. And so if you want to send an email, if you're interested in joining and you want to send an email to bookclub@kut.org, we can hook you up that way.
Stephanie Federico is KUT Senior Digital Editor. Thanks so much, Stephanie.
Thank you, Jen.
Join us for the KUT Book Club. It's happening this Monday night at 7 at Book People on Lamar. Michael Hurd will be discussing his book, Thursday Night Lights, The Story of Black High School Football in Texas. I'm looking forward to the discussion. See you there Monday night at 7.